Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The program happening right now. This is the Fan After Dark on a thick Thursday evening. I don't know, was it still raining when you came in? I know it was raining when I drove in. It was cats and dogs, as they like to say. Let's see, from the 254, that was me at the Twin Peaks, was there from 2 to 7. The whole time, and the shots you're talking about were double fists from Bobby Belt. I'll tell you what, nobody gets crunk quite like Bobby. We're going to get into some Mavs talk here. If you've got a Mavs question for Blake Elliott, 877-881-1053, this is your chance right now in the next 15 minutes to get your question in to Blake about the Mavericks. From the 972, I dream about my stripper ex-girlfriend.
I think the Mavericks dream about not doing that trade for Luka and Anthony Davis because it's absolutely blown up in their face. What if I told you that DeAndre Ayton with the Lakers has played more minutes than AD with the Mavs? What if I told you Cooper Flagg with the Mavericks has been surpassed Anthony Davis's career with the Dallas Mavericks? Nothing has worked with this, and we all know this. There's no point to belabor that point. My question to the Tolos, my question to you, is when do you actually trade him? When makes the most sense? Because he's sidelined right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you two scenarios and kind of the pros and cons, and you tell me which one you like better. You trade him right now. He's on the sideline. People know what he is, for better or worse.
Yeah.
And you get some value, probably not as good value. Or option B, you wait till he's healthy. You play him for an extended period of time, let's say a month. I don't know. I don't know what teams are looking for. I don't know, a month, two weeks,
they just want to see, A, if he's in shape, and B, is his leg going to fall off?
So we'll say 3 weeks minimum. You have him on the court, plays at an All-NBA level, Defensive Player of the Year level, and his trade value goes up, and you get better value from him. But then I think we all know the caveat in that. What if he plays and tears his ACL? What if he plays and has another bad injury? Then he's really, the trade value is either done or it's really bad. Now you're a second apron team, and there's nothing you can do about it other than trading away players you actually want to keep to get under that second apron and not be a luxury tax team. So, Fred Davis, which one, if you were the GM, do you trade him now and just get whatever value you can, or do you risk it of the higher upside but also, you know, you got the lower floor if AD were to get hurt?
I guess the question on top of that is, what's the difference in value?
I would say there's probably a good difference. I mean, if the Mavs are talking teams and there is no difference, then duh, you just trade them now. There's no point in playing.
That's what I'm saying. I think if you're, because like, so for instance, I saw one of the teams interested in him are the Indiana Pacers.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't you say his value is at an all-time low, probably his entire career as it is today? It's probably never been lower in his entire career.
I mean, for
older,
right now, yeah.
Older,
I mean, he's,
injured,
I mean, no,
and not
for
playing.
Right now, it absolutely is. But what? I guess my question is that do we really think the difference is that great? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think it is.
I would say differently. I would think if he plays, I don't think you're all of a sudden getting, you know, top of the market All-NBA players for him. But I think the difference in him not playing and showing nothing.
I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but I mean, the difference in one pick versus three picks is a big difference. He plays and a team that's making a push at the deadline.
I think even if he plays, you're not getting I guess my point is this. I think even if he plays and is healthy, I don't know that I think we have to keep mindful of just how realistic, even if he's healthy, what the Hall is going to be. I don't think it's going to be a Hall.
I don't think it's going to be a Hall either.
I think two first round picks.
I just think if he plays and if he's healthy, teams are going to value him higher than if he's sitting on the sideline and they have no idea and they're saying, hey, we're taking a gamble on a guy that's hurt.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you four first round picks, three first round picks, two first round picks, whatever it is.
Which is fine. I mean, at that point, you're just saying, look, he's going to play at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's going to play at some point. I think ultimately, if you can get two first round picks and a player or two, that there's your haul for Anthony Davis. I mean, I think you got to be realistic about it.
I don't know what his value is right now because teams,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think you're going to get more than two first round picks. I mean, he can go out and put up a double double for the next month.
I think his value would go up. You don't think his value will go up if he plays healthy for a month versus what he's doing right now, not playing. He's played like three games.
He's still Anthony Davis. I mean, we're still waiting for it because here's the problem with Anthony Davis.
But we can trick teams into it. I'm saying like you can, I think you can definitely sell the point more.
I hear what you're saying. I understand that, but you're not giving up. I don't think a team's giving up more than two first round. Like I said, he could play and look all
world. It might be two
world.
First round picks and a better player versus two first round picks and a bad contract.
Look, at that point, who cares, right? I mean, look, it's the picks you're worried about.
I disagree. I think all of it matters. The picks, yes, are the most important, but you want to get the most out of this. You don't want to just sit on our hands and be like, I just want him off the team to whatever I can get for him. I want to say, hey, we traded this guy for Luka. Let's try to turn this investment, a bad investment, into something. I'm not just saying because it didn't work out, I don't care. I just want him off my team.
Yeah.
Give me anything you can give for me. We're still paying him right now to sit on the sideline, take up 35% of the cap. So the least he can do is go on the court, show he's a good talent, and then turn it into something better than just trading him right now. And I think there's two sides of the coin. My bigger thing is obviously if he plays and he gets hurt, then you're really screwed. That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
He comes back, gets hurt, and then now you can't trade him.
You and I aren't far off. You and I agree. I don't think you just dump him for nothing. Where you and I differ is I think even if he's healthy, I don't know that it unlocks like this sudden, you're going to get this sudden influx of people. I think you're capped at what teams ain't giving up much for AD. They've already seen, because look, do they want to look like Nico?
I think, say you're getting 50% value right now. I think you can jump it up to 65, 70% value.
So what does that mean?
That's the difference in a guy who's on an expiring contract versus a good role player, a PJ, a Najee type player that can be attached to the deal that you can build a future with.
I think you could maybe finagle that now.
But you don't think it's going to go up? You think it's going to stay the exact same if he plays?
I don't think the difference is going to be that great. I really, really don't. Look, the damage has already been done. All right? He's played 14 games for the Mavericks.
That's what I'm saying. They have to play and show
so,
that he can.
Okay, so he plays 10. So he played 24. I mean, you and I aren't going to agree on this. I don't think there's going to be he's damaged goods, whether he plays healthy or not.
I agree that I don't want him on my team, but we can sell that dream to teams if he plays for 2 months of high-level basketball. Look, he didn't work for us and he was injured, but look, he's playing really good right now. Get him on your team.
Yeah.
Make a playoff push.
Here's two picks and, a mid-level exception guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just don't – unfortunately for Anthony Davis, and this isn't fair to him, or maybe it is, I don't know, but the problem with AD – is we already knew that yes, he's one of the best big men in the NBA. However, he gets hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he gets traded for Luka in one of the most lopsided trades in NBA history, and then immediately gets hurt again. Mm-hmm. Right?
He's been hurt three different times. He had the adductor that he was traded. When he got traded, he had it in his first game back with the adductor.
Yeah.
Then he had the retina, so he didn't work out all offseason, was out of shape, slow, fat. Then he comes in.
Now he's got a bad Achilles.
So you've had three injuries that have sidelined him since. And the whole reason you traded Luka is because you didn't think he would be sustainable. You didn't think he'd be healthy.
That's just what Nico told us. I mean, I think we can all agree that wasn't the real reason. But I think the problem with Anthony Davis is going to be whether he's what he is right now, and maybe he takes a physical and whatever team is going to trade for him, lets their doctors look at him and gets a warm fuzzy. Because I wouldn't trust the Mavericks doctors if I'm trading for him, whether it's today or after a month of him playing.
No, I think there's two sides of the coin. I'm just on the I'd rather play him, show that he's healthy, and get the value as high as possible, and then sell high and get off of him. Right now, I feel like we'd be selling low. And we just said, just take him off our team. We'll take the two picks. I don't know if you're getting two first-round picks or not. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that you will either. I'm just saying that's my cap.
Maybe you
don't
get to that point by playing him.
Look, I don't think you're going to get more than two first-round picks max for Anthony Davis. I think the problem with Anthony Davis is going to be, even if he plays for a month, whatever team gets him, that fan base is going to immediately think, as soon as they make that trade, now we're just waiting for him to get it. I mean, that's unfortunately that Anthony Davis, until he plays a full season and we all kind of forget, this is going to be top of mind. And look, if you're a GM, like I said, I mean, do you want to get fleeced for Anthony Davis?
No, but I'm saying you don't look as dumb if he played for a month versus trading for him.
You still do. I think you still
as
do.
As dumb. I didn't say dumb. As dumb as for trading for him right now while he's currently injured.
You have to be a GM.
I still think it's dumb. Don't get me wrong. I'm just comparing the two scenarios. Not playing, trading him now, and he's played for a month at a high level and then trading him.
No, I'm with you all 110% on that. Like I said,
teams are going to be desperate. Teams are going to be desperate. They're going to be, if you do it around the deadline, teams are making pushes. They think they're just an Anthony Davis away, even if for a short time period. Yeah, we'll give you two first-round picks versus trying to do that trade now. We're not giving you two first-round picks. Our team sucks or our team's already good and AD's not playing versus our team is on the edge and AD's been playing and balling. Imagine if we inserted him into our lineup.
Yeah.
Mavs got sold on the sauce. Now, Nico, I think, is different, but I'm just saying.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that, you got to take that entire transaction has to be put in its own box just for that reason. Again, unless a team came to you today and said, yeah, we'll give you two picks and whatever, and maybe you decide, all right, the hell with it. We just want to go ahead and get rid of this guy and go ahead and start the tank now and make it official, you know, unless you get overwhelmed. But like you said, no one's that silly to make that kind of lucrative offer right now.
Yeah, he's sidelined.
You know, I mean, look, the Mavs don't even feel comfortable playing him, right? I mean, that's the real story in all this.
It's going to be reevaluated in about a week or two. The Mavs play the Pelicans tomorrow.
Let's just call it what it is. You're screwed. I mean, I hate to say it, and I don't mean to undermine your point, but I mean, that's the worst case scenario that we all imagined when you traded for Anthony Davis has come to light. And it's been, I mean, I don't know what's worse. I know what's worse. I mean, look, getting rid of Luke is obviously the worst part of it, but 1B is that, my God, you traded for the most oft-injured dude you possibly could with the idea that, well, hey, he played 70-some-odd games in a row or something crazy like that. Maybe that can carry over to the Mavericks, and it's been anything but.
I still think it's salvageable. I think it's an absolute disaster, but I still think it's salvageable because it's a good draft class. You got Cooper Flagg. Yeah. The report came out today that the team wants to keep Kyrie Irving next season, is not trying to trade him, is not actively shopping him.
Teams are reaching out to them, though.
What do you mean?
No, there's a report today that teams are reaching out to the Mavs about what are you going to do with Kyrie.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The report came out today that they're keeping him. Like, they kibosh those reports. Like, we're keeping Kyrie.
We'll see.
You just stay trying to get Kyrie off the team.
I'm not convinced.
I am.
I mean, look, you can get more for Kyrie than you're going to get for AD.
And the Mavs know that, too. That's why they're keeping him. They know how valuable he is. Now, Klay Thompson's being shopped right now.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell, the report came out from our very own Grant Afseth that teammates are not happy about his practice habits and his lackadaisical defense.
You know about D'Lo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the sounds from the sideline of Mike Brown, the Knicks coach, saying, just go find D'Lo. Just go hunt D'Lo on defense. D'Angelo Russell, I had my friend text me the other day. He's scoring 20 points. He should be in the game. And I'm like, for every point he gives up, he gives up five.
I was going to say, for every point he scores, he gives up five.
And then he turns the ball over. It's just like, it's empty calories a little bit. Now, to a certain extent, someone's got to score for the Mavs, and they don't have a lot of scores. So no. I'm not that mad at D'Lo. I'm not like, oh, my God, D'Lo's the reason you're losing all these games.
Well, this is bad what he is, too.
It's bad team structure.
I mean, again, this is – and I think part of – I mean, look, for all we know, that could be the Mavs front office that's tipping this off.
I would love to know what the trade value is for Anthony Davis. That's a pretty unknown quantity because he is a top 15 player in a vacuum. But he's also the most oft-injured guy.
That's
like Joel Embiid. Both of these guys are like dominant MVP-type level guys.
They can't stay healthy.
They can't stay healthy. So what is the value? Are you buying the upside? Are you buying they're hurt, so I don't care how good they could be in theory?
I mean, you're just buying hope that he stays healthy.
Because to some team, they're like, if he's healthy, we traded
Think about it.
Something very low, and we got a top 15 player in the entire NBA association. A Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis. I'm just using that example.
Think about it like this when it comes to Anthony Davis. Every part of his body's been hurt.
Correct.
Okay. Like, it'd be one thing if it was, just a knee, just an ankle, something like that. Like, he's got he could potentially tear his Achilles at any moment. And that's really, like, to me, that's the biggest issue, is the fact that...
So we can't lean on him to be our one.
I mean, you can't, and that's, I think that's the problem. See, this is where the Mavs are really in a bind. Because if it was a knee, all right, give him a month off, he'll be fine. Guys work out knees or ankles or something like that, you'd be fine with that. You let him work it out, boom, done. The fact that it's an Achilles and you've already got a dude who just, you know, walking to his mailbox could potentially tear an ACL, that's what you're up against. Because, again, okay, say you do go ahead and play him. To your point, he could play a game. I mean, what was it, third quarter of the first game back, and he tears his abductor, whatever the hell it was?
Yeah. I mean, that's the scariest part, is if you play him trying to hope to get his value up. And then he tears his Achilles.
No, that's
then everything I just said goes out the window, and you're really, 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 really screwed. See, going into next year too.
See, that's why I'm almost of the belief is you just go ahead and move him now.
If you have a good enough offer, I'm not mad at him. I'm not. I want everyone to be clear. I am not on. I want AD to play to play. I just want the best value.
And I guess that's where and that's what I'm getting at is I'm almost of the belief that look, don't risk it. If you can get a decent player or a role player or a bench guy and just a first. And get off this dude and
it's so sad that we're about to flip Luka for like a first, a second, and an expiring contract. Yeah. Pretty much.
Obi Toppin in a first round.
Landry Shamet. All right, I'm done talking Mavs. I've done it enough today. I'm tired.
Lord have mercy, ladies and gentlemen. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. All right, you guys know what time it is. Because I will be out tomorrow, Blake is, we got to find out later on the show, what is Blake going to do on Saturday? Blake has an entire day off on Saturday. No radio, all right? No other side hustles or jobs. What, well, it's above board. What is Blake going to do with himself on a free Saturday here in the DFW? But before we get to that, it's time to do some picks, all right? So because of all that, because we're not working together tomorrow, we're Saturday, and of course Sunday's the game, let's do our Week 12 picks. Coming up next, your text messages and more. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a read. What a read from the khakis of the CAC, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. It is Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. Not really sure where Blake's at, but I'm sure he'll find his way back to the studio at some point tonight. We've got NFL picks to get into. BetMGM's asked me way too much. I don't trust these guys. Real quick, I won six games last week. I got six right last week. Blake got five. I think my overall lead on him for the season is at five. I told you guys on Sunday that I was going to live stream me keeping getting all the picks back.
That happened?
No, it didn't. Not gonna lie. The drive to Kansas is wearing me out a little bit. Not gonna lie. That is and really it's the driving up there and then turning around and driving straight back that's starting to catch up to me a little bit. So Look, it's for a good cause.
Of course.
All right, we're 3-0. We're 3-0 since I've done it. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Like I said, my cousin will be in town tomorrow, so we're excited about that. My son's mother had a fat head made for my son. He doesn't know about it yet, so that'll be she'll have a picture of his large head tomorrow. So it's going to be a hype environment. Now, that said, a little nervous tomorrow. Weather, rain, and 45 degrees tomorrow. That is football weather, if I've ever heard of football weather. A little nervous. You know, your boy doesn't. I'm not real crazy about said weather, but I could do without the rain. I mean, cold weather, look, that's football at its finest. But you can't really throw the ball a lot when it's raining outside. So we'll see how things turn out tomorrow. All right, let's get to these picks. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Here we go. Let's get this first game out of the way.
Can I give you this? Apparently, yeah, Josh Allen got hurt in this game.
I was going to say, and of course, I don't know why the screensaver's up now, but
Will Anderson sacked him from behind. It was a pretty ugly hit.
I was going to say, I saw him get rocked by Will Anderson at least once.
I did have the Will Anderson 0.5 sack.
Yeah, you did. I remember seeing that yesterday.
Sorry for Josh, but happy for the parlay. Hopefully he's okay.
It happens, man. Happens to the best of us.
So that means for Buffalo, I haven't seen Mitch Trubisky come in. He hasn't recorded a stat.
No, he's fine. He just got rattled.
Oh, he didn't even go out?
Come on now.
No. Josh Allen was fine. He just got rattled.
Okay. I thought he had left the game. Okay, thank you for that. Davis Mills, 4 of 13 for 40 yards. So that over's not looking great.
Still a lot of time, though.
3 minutes left in the first half, and he has 40 yards.
He's got what now?
40. 3 minutes left in the first half.
Pray for me. I'm playing Davis Mills and Christian Kirk. So,
why do we got to pray for you?
Because it's a bad
40
combo.
Yards. What are you talking
about?
Bad combo. Is Christian Kirk even in the lineup?
Yeah, he actually scored the only touchdown for him.
Fred Davis.
Christian Kirk did?
Yeah.
I'm just as surprised as you are.
I mean, look, we've got fish on the screen, so I don't know what I'm looking at here.
The Josh Allen interception has already hit as well for the parlay. So.
Oh, you're balling today. How'd your golfers do?
Don't remind me.
Oh, no! Did the golfers? Oh!
JT Poston. I needed him to have over 67.5 strokes. He had 67. 65.
Oh, wow. He had a hell of a shot. He had a hell of an opening round.
Our boy Daniel Berger. I needed 67.5 strokes. He got 66. So,
what are you betting on?
Sleeper.
No, I know that. What are you betting? Like, what sport are you betting on? What kind of golf?
I'm lost. What do you mean? What kind of golf? I don't know.
Just the most recent golf tournament.
It was just their props were up there, so I bet on them. They were in the RSM Classic.
You're a degenerate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really the main
thing. Those are names I've never heard of and a classic I've never heard of.
So. The Harris English under 4.5 birdies hit.
That's the only reason he did it was for that reason right there when he saw English in it. So it gave him an excuse to use his accent and he decided to go into it. So, I mean, I'm here for it. All right, you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for this? All right, here we go. Neither of us made a prediction on Buffalo-Houston, so that doesn't matter. Thursday games are hit or miss. Thursday games.
Considering we never do them.
Unless we are reminded pre-show that we're going to do it, and I'm not yelling at my daughter about her stupid dog. Okay, here we go. Pittsburgh at Chicago. Chicago -2.5. Give me
Chicago.
The Bears.
Chicago.
The Bears.
And with Aaron Rodgers being nicked up a little
bit. I was going to say, no one cares about Mason Rudolph.
Give me the Bears.
I mean, the last thing we remember about Mason Rudolph is getting hit in the head with a helmet by Miles Garrett.
On these picks, I got to stop overthinking it. Sometimes you just got to pick the better team. Sometimes you can talk yourself in. It's going to be a close game, and football's football. And then the team gets boat raced by 30.
You can't.
We're getting late in the season. The good teams are just winning.
New England -6 at Cincinnati.
See, I'm just picking New England. I don't think Cincinnati's got the horses to keep this close. I picked Cincinnati last
week. Plus, Cincinnati just got boat raced last week by Pittsburgh. So, and I mean, you could argue New England might be the hottest team in football right now.
I don't think
now,
you're
so.
Starting to falter again.
Now, isn't Burrow playing this week?
No. Burrow is trending towards, he's practiced. This other report, he's practiced, but they think they have 2 games in 5 days, so I don't think he's playing. I think that was, he's just trending in the right direction.
Giants at Detroit. Detroit -10.5.
You know where I'm going with this. Giants cover.
Going with the Giants. All right. I'm going with Detroit. Detroit's getting back a bunch of their defense, and the defense was still really good. So, and ever since Dan Campbell took over play calling, that offense has looked unstoppable. Yeah. So
9 points against the Eagles, unstoppable.
Yeah, it's at Philadelphia on a Monday night. I'm not worried about that. Giants are terrible. Green Bay minus 6.5. They're home to Minnesota.
This is a game that I don't want
to
pick.
As much as I'd love to go with Minnesota, I'm going with Minnesota. It's hard for me to say, though, because the problem is I picked Minnesota the last 2 weeks, and they've let me down both times.
Give me Green Bay.
Bay continues to let me down.
These are two letdown teams playing.
I was going to say, 6.5 seems a little rich to me.
It's also J.J. McCarthy, though.
J.J. McCarthy's been so bad.
Just because I want to root against him, give me Green Bay.
But he wins.
Did win against the Bears.
Does he, though? Does he win? I mean, I don't know that I'd say he wins, but you know what? The hell with it. Give me Minnesota. Okay. Seattle minus 13 at Tennessee.
Seattle, yeah. They could beat them by 30, and I wouldn't be surprised if I looked up it was 38-6.
That defense is just too good. That defense is just
honestly,
too
I think
good.
That line is almost a little disrespectful. I'm surprised it's not even higher. This is arguably one of the hottest teams against probably the worst team in the NFL.
Probably just because you're coming off a four-pick game is the only thing I can think of. Indianapolis at Kansas City. You guys know where I'm going with that. Where you want to go? You want to go with the
Colts? Give me
the
spread?
3.5.
Favoring Chiefs. Who? Favoring the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Easiest pick of my life. Give me Indianapolis.
Good.
Jonathan Taylor goes for 300.
Good. He'll still lose. Baltimore, minus 13.5. Jets coming to town.
Jets cover.
I think so, too.
Jets cover. And I think Tyrod Taylor's playing. Didn't they beat Justin Fields?
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor's playing.
Wait. We got to go to the Pimp Cup. Justin Fields benched. Your thoughts?
I have no thoughts.
No, you got some thoughts, Kevin Walker.
I think I said everything I needed to say a couple weeks ago, where I just, I fell for the bait, and we move on.
I appreciate that. Maybe the worst game of the weekend. Actually, this is the worst game of the weekend. Cleveland at Vegas. Vegas minus 4.
I don't think that's the worst game.
Oh, it's hands
I like Cleveland's defense. Give me Cleveland. I don't even know what the spread is.
That's a Shador starting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Shador balls out.
Yeah,
Vegas Vegas
now.
Minus 4.
Oh, Cleveland's winning.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be a weird Shador wins like 13-10 game.
And the stat has been thrown around that Cleveland, since 1999, has started 17 different quarterbacks. You know how many of those quarterbacks won their debut?
All of them.
Try none of them. Well, 0 for 17 in their last 17 tries. It's about to be 1 for 18 after
Sunday.
Sounds like
it's going to be a trend breaker.
Jacksonville at Arizona. Jacksonville minus 3. Give me the Jags.
Yeah, give me the Jags. I'm done picking Arizona.
Yeah, no, that's never a win. Philly minus 3. Well, we'll save that for the end. Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans minus 2.
This is nasty because Atlanta's quarterback is out for the year.
Dude,
they had
Kirk
one
Cousins
of the worst
horrible.
Second halves ever and choked that game against. I was watching the game live, obviously, because my dad, being a Panthers fan.
Oh, yeah. That's the game you got stuck with.
Oh, I mean, he was about to not even break down because he's used to it.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, that's just the Falcons falconing. Now this I think is the worst game of the day. You said that it was the Raiders Browns game. I think more people will be interested to watch that than this game.
Oh no! From a eyeball standpoint, Cleveland Vegas is a 10 times bigger draw. I'm just thinking from a pure football standpoint.
This one's also pretty nasty. Drake London's not going to play either.
No, Drake London. I mean, I think they're talking about shutting him down for the rest of the season.
It's great for my fantasy.
You know, and then you've got Michael Penix with his 15th career injury. So. Give me New Orleans. The hell with it.
Give me New Orleans. This
Give
is
me
such
New
a
Orleans.
Nasty game.
I could see Tyler Shutt going out there and Chris Olave having a game of his life.
Is Alvin Kamara even still putting up numbers?
He said he didn't want to be traded at the deadline, so it's like, all right,
heard
man,
it from
like,
him.
He just loves New Orleans. This is a little tricky, this one here. Tampa Bay at the Rams. The Rams are a 6.5-point favorite.
Not tricky for me. Tampa Bay. I picked up every week. I think they're like me in my fantasy football. I think they're 1-3 in their last 4 games. Toughest stretch of football, and they've lost almost all of them. So they got to bounce back here. They're going to win.
Their defense looks suspect. Now, that said, the Rams. Give me the Rams.
Like, think about it. Sam Darnold threw 4 picks and was still in that game.
He's still lost by 2.
Do you think Baker Mayfield, if he threw 4 picks and they were still in that game, he loses that? And on the contrary, do you even think Baker Mayfield would throw 4 picks?
I don't think he would, but at the same time, too, though, Tampa Bay's defense isn't near as good as Seattle's. That's my only thing, and I think the Rams.
I think this will be a high scoring affair. Give me Baker and Stafford dueling it out.
I could see a 38-31 score.
Yeah. That's, I think both teams get in the 30s.
I agree. I'm going with the Rams. Carolina at San Francisco. San Francisco -7.
You know what? Give me Carolina. Bryce Young had the best game of his career the other day. 449 yards. Panthers record. Give me the Panthers keeping it close.
All right, I'm going with San Francisco on that one as well. So we got there could be some separation this week, ladies and gentlemen. Unlike last week, where we only had five games
It was a pretty uninteresting week, I think, as far as games went.
Yeah,
and
no.
Even looking through, other than the Rams and Seattle game, and this is the thing. I'm just thinking about the last week. We had like four really good games, and then every other game was pretty boring. You had Lions-Eagles, which was a good draw. You had Chiefs-Broncos, which was a good draw. You had Seahawks-Rams, a good draw, and Buccaneers-Bills.
Yeah.
Every other game was pretty easy to not watch. Like there was no other game that was a good draw. It was four great games and then like 10 horrible games.
Well, once again, this week, and of course we don't know yet because you and I have not given our Philadelphia-Dallas picks just yet, but like last week, there was like seven or eight games where we were different on. Once again this week, it is only five. You and I decided that I like the Lions, you like the Giants. I like Green Bay. You like Green Bay. I like the Vikings against my better judgment. That will be the game that I come back and curse myself for on Sunday. You guys already know where I'm going with Kansas City, Indy. Blake's going with Indy. We both differed on Tampa Bay Rams, and then we both differ on Carolina and San Francisco. And then, of course, we'll wait till the 10 o'clock hour to give you our Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagle picks as well. So there you have it. There are the Week 12 picks for the Fan After Dark as I try to get this microphone to at least stay in one place. Coming up next, we've done it. It's time for a little fair foul, boys and girls. Coming up next right here on Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what that music means. It's time for one of my personal favorites. Shout out to my boy Teddy J. Back when we were doing nights in H-Town, we would do a little fair foul. The line was, get out your glow sticks and your Red Bulls, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time for a little fair or foul. Now, we've done a different version or variation, so to speak, of fair foul this week, where we've had multiple stories. We've done Mavericks fair fouls. I think we did a Cowboys fair foul maybe this week, or maybe that was the Mavericks we did? I can't remember which one it was. We did a Blake's Trip fair foul. And so, you know, just little variations of the segment that we love so much here on Fan After Dark. But let's get back to the old faithful. This story I am absolutely fascinated by, and I would love to get this guy on the show. Now, he's probably bowed up right now and can't. So as a result of that, I can't with you right now. And maybe you've heard this story, maybe you haven't, but now it's time to hear it on Fair Foul. An Olympian turned alleged drug kingpin ordered a hit on a federal witness by publishing pics of him online before he was gunned down in a restaurant, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said on Wednesday. Ryan Wedding, 44, who competed for Canada as a snowboarder at the 2002 Winter Olympics, allegedly shared the photographs of the witness who was due to testify against him on a now-deleted website called The Dirty News after he was indicted in 2024. The witness was shot dead at a restaurant in Medellin, Colombia, on January 31st, according to the feds, as the Department of Justice charged Wedding with two additional counts of witness tampering and intimidation, money laundering, and drug trafficking. Wedding, who is listed as one of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives, is also accused of being one of the world's biggest drug kingpins. Quote, he controls one of the most prolific and violent drug trafficking organizations in the world. Wedding allegedly smuggled 60 metric tons of cocaine into the U.S. every year via semi-trucks crossing into Southern California from Mexico. Quote, Ryan Wedding and his associates allegedly imported tons of cocaine each year from Colombia through Mexico and into the streets of U.S. communities. His criminal activities and violent actions will not be tolerated, said Bondi. And this is a clear signal that the FBI will use our resources and expertise to find Ryan Wedding and bring him and his associates to justice. Fair or foul? Being a former snowboarder and turning into a drug kingpin.
I think that's fair. I think it's using your resources correct. You are already around the snow, so why not use it to your advantage? You
know? I wasn't going to go that route, but I like where your head's at.
Or my nose is at.
Or
I got a good sniffer. Got a nose for it.
One line. Keep going.
I appreciate.
Keep your head in the game.
I appreciate. Because, look, if you're an Olympian, you already have a work ethic. All right? You are already one of the best in the world at work.
Probably got some
do.
Pretty good leadership skills.
Okay. Look, probably gets up early every morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
How to work with a team.
Knows how to work with a team. But although snowboarding is an individual sport.
Still got a team.
But you still
got a team.
But it's a snowboarding team, yeah. Right? And look, I've never snowboarded in my life. I don't know what the... So, you know, maybe you could be a drug kingpin.
Now, I don't know if I'm an Olympian.
Yeah.
But I have gone on the blue track.
Okay, which means what?
It's like the intermediate track.
Okay.
Black is like... You're like Sean White.
No, you're a badass.
Yeah.
You're doing the
and
black.
Then I want to say red or yellow is like the like beginner.
Intermediate.
No, like or the
no,
beginner.
Beginner. Yeah. So blue's intermediate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you see me, you know, a kingpin of any sort.
Do you think, okay, how many times would you say you've snowboarded in your life? At least a dozen?
Like times, like actually being at the resort or the actual times I'm there. And
just if you had to count, like however many times you've just, if you had to put a number on how many times Blake Elliott has grabbed his snowboard and gone down the slopes or whatever the hell they call it.
Probably like 10 to 11 times.
We'll call it an even, just, you want to say a dozen?
We'll say a dozen.
Let's say a dozen. What skills did you learn from those 12 times snowboarding that you think would carry over into being a large scale drug kingpin?
The biggest one is failure. And how to overcome said failure. Because I don't care if you're the best snowboarder, skateboarder in the world, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all of them fall. And knowing how to get back up after it.
So like a shipment gets seized. Okay. You're upset.
You're upset, but you're like, I've been here before. I've had my face plowed in snow.
Plowed.
Because when you fall on a snowboard, for anyone who hasn't been snowboarding, it's not comfy.
Okay.
It's I won't say it's like hitting concrete, but
does the board stay on your feet?
The board is attached to your feet.
Yeah. But I'm saying when you fall though,
the board is attached to your feet the entire time.
Still there, doesn't it?
If the board comes off your feet, one, you didn't put it on correctly, or two, you fell really hard, I guess. I've never seen a board fall off of someone's foot.
I would think that could be like, I mean, you're looking at a possible ACL tear or something like that if that board kind of goes the wrong way.
Nah, it's smooth. It's right under you, and the board is super slick under it. So it just kind of follows your feet. Like, you'll fall, and the worst what will happen is if you fall face first, you'll kind of bend upside down, and you're, like, the worst could be, like, the board's, like, above your head, if you will.
That
like
would be bad. Yeah.
You're kind of pretzeled.
But at that point, you've got a face full of snow.
You've got a face full of snow, but there's also something invigorating about it.
Yeah.
I tried.
Tell you what.
And I failed in the same
more ways than one.
Same with being a drug kingpin.
Yeah.
I tried to get this huge shipment out, and it got seized at sea.
Yeah.
But I know I can do it. I know people are interested in it.
Or maybe your drug boat got blown up. That's, you know, they're doing that right now.
They're just blowing them up.
They're blowing them up.
2-on-4 face planting in the snow is how it all gets started.
That's how it all gets started.
That's how we get started.
Are we surprised? And to all my Canadian Tolos out there, you don't necessarily hear about a lot of Canadian drug kingpins.
You don't hear a lot about a lot of Canadian crime.
That's it. You know what? I watched, I'm glad you brought that up. So I watched
They're a pretty nice community.
They are a nice community.
The only crime I saw was a guy that was stealing maple syrup for years and bringing it back to America and selling it. And he had
a syrup kingpin.
Yes, he had like $1 million business. And the only way he got caught is when they did an audit of the factory. Him and the factory workers that had been doing this for years and making money off of it, like, forgot to put the cap on one time. So when the inspector came, they were like filling him up with water.
Oh, wow.
And then one time they like got lazy and didn't fill it up with water, didn't put the cap on, like, 6 years later, and I got caught.
The fact that it took 6 years for somebody to realize, wow, this is some really watered down syrup we're eating. I mean, you wouldn't be able to. I mean, I love a good pancake.
I think it was like the back stock, like the factory, like back stock of it, like in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And so it was just more, I don't know, visual. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't the stuff that was storefront.
It wasn't right going out to the to the masses.
Yeah, they would maybe leave a couple regular ones, and then the ones in the back, they would drain it of real syrup, put water in it. And then when the company manager would come look, like, oh, these look full. I'm not going to – you think he's going to inspect all 7,000 containers every time he goes in there? So, you know, you get away with it.
I'm fascinated by the fact that this Canadian snowboarder dude has become one of the biggest drug kingpins in the world.
I think it matches, man. And when you're snowboarding, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of learning. It's not something you usually just
get. Not for the faint of heart.
It's not something you just get naturally. It is one of the more rewarding sports.
You think?
Yeah.
Snowboarding?
I'd say it's pretty rewarding. Like, once you get it, it's so freeing. Like, you're in.
I need to do it.
It's more rewarding than skateboarding. It's more rewarding than skiing. It's more. I'm talking about, like, no sports like that, not like basketball or football.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what would be another one that's in that same, like, extreme sport? I don't know how many people are going bobbing or sledding.
Like bobbing for apples? I don't know that that's a professional sport. I would think, I'm surprised we haven't seen like a BMX biker.
Yeah.
Be a drug kingpin.
I think it's more rewarding than BMX biking. Hmm. So that thrill.
Yeah.
That rush.
It
doesn't lose. And now I just move that same skills, leadership, resiliency.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. Right? That's resiliency.
I appreciate that.
Into kingpinning.
Yeah.
And I respect the hustle.
I do too.
Because not everybody can do it.
But fair or foul, killing the witness.
That's where I go foul.
Mm.
I don't know if you want me to speak on this.
See, I'm gonna go opposite of that. I'm gonna say fair, and here's why. When you get
tread lightly.
hope I'm not listening.
When you get into that line of work,
that's what comes with the territory.
That's one of the like detractors of the job, right? Like when you get into the drug game, money. Hey, you can make a lot of it. Flip side. Prison or death. And you go into it kind of knowing those are the two biggest detractors of being in the drug business. Yes, it's lucrative. Yes, it can be financially rewarding. Yes, it could maybe set you up for life in more ways than one.
I would be of the belief that if I'm getting into that business, that I understand what comes with it, and I would assume I'm at a very low point in my life where I'm already contemplating prison or death.
Yeah.
And so why not make money in the medium?
I mean, look, I'm trying to get that, if you guys have seen that Prime special, and I'm trying to get the guy on the show. We actually...
Speaking of Prime, are we going to get the game?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I just...
That's actually a pretty good game.
I quit messing
Thanks,
with
Kevin.
It. I can't, damn, the dude's name eludes me. But the guy that was on, if you guys get a chance, on Prime TV.
Let's call him Jillian.
Cocaine quarterback. He was on the 2000 USC team. He got a scholarship there to be to play volleyball. Wasn't going to work out. So he just tried. He'd never played football before in his life and just went to the open tryouts.
Owen Hansen.
Boom. Thank you. He had never played football before in his life, but he was like 6'3", 230, right? And he was a freak of an athlete. And so he was the only guy that made the team of all the people that tried out as a walk-on. They put him at tight end. He never played. And then he got into dope dealing after that. And he mentioned several times where he would go meet with somebody and thought, okay, this may be it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's did a 10-year prison bid, and now he's out in California. I reached out to him. I said, hey, we'd love to have you on the show. And he said, well, how do you want to do it? I said, well, just over the phone. And he said, well, I'd rather do it in studio.
Oh, like, when did this happen?
Oh, this was a couple weeks ago when I was after watching the show. And I said, well, look, man, we're in Dallas. Yeah. So you're in Cali. It'd be kind of hard. So he said he's supposed to be. He said he's coming to Dallas in December for some stuff he's working on. He said, I'd love to come by and you know, shoot the bull with you and your boy Blake on the show.
He knows me?
Well, I mean, I mentioned your name, yeah. So
did he say anything else?
No, he didn't.
He
didn't say anything else.
We're waiting for the blog.
You know what? I might go ahead and ask him that if he asks you, maybe we'll get the vlog at some point. There you have it. Another fair foul in the books, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott.
Someone said foul, not Kev. Having your own hitman. Instead of having your own hitman on standby. That's the foul part, they said.
I mean, look, he put it on a website and somebody gunned him down. So, I mean, it's 2025. Okay, I mean, maybe hits are done differently these days.
Yeah,
you know, this
Instagram.
This ain't your John Gotti's mafia. Okay,
Instagram stories.
Yeah, exactly. You can get murked after a reel for crying out loud. All right, coming up next, Carter Freeman. Everybody knows Carter Freeman. Let's talk a little college football. The rankings came out. Were there any big surprises? And will Blake ask him if he's sick of all the coaching chatter? Lots to get to. Carter Freeman next. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.